This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, a new effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. To find out more, go to tryzonanow.com or call toll-free 1-866-669-9662. Be sure to mention Dr. Hoffman and you'll get a $50 savings and free shipping. That's 1-866-669-9662 or tryzonanow.com. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our focus today is on immunity, and it's appropriate because this is the season where, yeah, they tell you, you see the signs appearing chain drug stores, get your free flu shot. They want to get you in because they know if they give you a $5 or a $10 flu shot, you're going to buy a lot of stuff there. That's a good way to bring people into the store. And that's not the end all and be all of immunity. Immunity is more than just a question of getting the flu shot. There's a lot more we can do. And telling us about it is Jay Levy. Jay is a broadcaster and an educator. And has his own practice. By the way, you have a practice in California, right? Progressive Medical California Clinic, correct?
I do. I've been in practice for 33 years now.
Okay.
So, I've been in practice for quite a while.
So you're not just talking theory. You've seen it work in practice on a daily basis with your patients. All right. So maybe we can back up a little bit and talk to us. Give us a little primer on immunity, because I think a lot of people don't quite understand what immunity is all about. You know, the constituents, the white blood cells, the neutrophils, the lymphocytes. Some people think, well, gee, you know, I'm concerned if my immunity gets too tuned up, I might get an autoimmune disease. You know, I don't want my immunity too strong because when people get an autoimmune disease, they use immunosuppressive drugs. So, maybe I should avoid things like kyolic, which helps immunity.
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, basically what your body has functions to do is a couple things. It has to identify self and not self. And not self is, you know, is there a bug that I'm exposed to and need to attack? And so you have cells that go out and attack your bugs. So and it's not just immune cells. We think of, you know, oh, my white blood cells attack a virus. And that's true, but you also have enzymes that have to be released. There are things called cytokines. So these are messenger compounds that trigger more immune activation to occur. And so when you think of it, you have two sides to your immunity that are the most, you know, significant. There's the side that is going to attack a bug. Or your tissue. You said autoimmunity. You know, your body can get confused and it can start to attack itself. Or there can be what's called immune activation, meaning that, you know, your body thinks it gets exposed to an almond and thinks it's a foreign invader. And so it acquires the immunity to that foreign invader called, you know, an almond or gliadin from gluten-containing grains, and it forms an immune activation. Now, it's a chronic activation, whereas in general, when you get a flu bug, it's an acute response, and the T-killer cells mount and mobilize and go out and attack the bad bug, and then things are supposed to quiet back down. The problem we're running into today is the lines are now blurred.
Mm-hmm.
People are attacking their own tissue, so their T killer cells, which are supposed to only be revved up once in a while, are revved up all the time. And at the same time, because their gut, their intestinal lining has been compromised, they're leaking peptides or small molecules of proteins and other compounds into the bloodstream and triggering this immune activation all the time. So the big thing people need to understand is that your immune system is everywhere in your body, that it's trying to police and create a proper response to what's going on in your tissues. And when it gets confused, it starts to signal an attack mode or an inflammatory mode. And that inflammatory mode, can lead to things like, cognitive problems. It can lead to joint aches and pains. It can lead to your tissues being attacked. But, immune function is something that a lot of times people go, well, I don't know where my immune system is. Well, 70% of your immune system is in your intestine. Then you have immune response that can occur anywhere in your body. So your immune system travels everywhere. Yeah, for example, when you start to make too many neutrophils, which are a subset of your white blood cells, and you start to really elevate that, that tells us that your immune system is starting to be overreactive. And when you trigger that, then that leads to making more other immune cells like eosinophils or monocytes. So a lot of people today they got rashes. They have eczema. Mm-hmm. They have skin wheals. That's the eosinophilic response that occurs from immune activation. Mm-hmm. You could also have joint pain from that immune activation. So the immune system is just this absolute border patrol for every border in tissue inside your cell and outside your cell, trying to regulate the inflammatory process and whether or not there's a bug that doesn't belong there, or there's maybe that's toxic metals that you've been exposed to that triggers an inflammatory response. So it's identifying self, not self, and trying to keep you in harmony.
Yeah, and I always try to emphasize to people that the immune system is not like a dimmer switch or a rheostat. It's like one-dimensional, too high, too low, or just right.
Right.
Paradoxically, if you have a weakened immune system, the part of your immune system that's supposed to keep over-exuberant reactions like allergies and autoimmune responses in check, that part, the regulatory part of your immune system, may be weak, and it allows an overexpression of your attack mode, and then you go into an uncontrolled inflammatory response or an autoimmune response or a terrible allergic meltdown. And so it is possible to have a weak immune system and at the same time have autoimmunity. So practically speaking, how does that fit with the recommendation that you take chiolic aged garlic extract, which is something that supports the immune system? Could it trigger an autoimmune response? Could it send your immune system into overdrive?
Yeah, no, it can't, because all it's doing is providing the nutrients to your immune system that allow for the immune system to function appropriately. You're not driving. See, the big thing that people try to do is they try to compare drug therapy to a natural product. Mm-hmm. And first of all, natural products, although powerful, don't work with such blunt force to the receptors in your body. So a lot of the drugs that are, trying to calm your immune system down are, super powerful. Aged garlic extract, what it's doing is it's going in and it's helping to modulate the unfriendly bacteria in the gut. That means the immune system in the gut is going to begin to express itself well. Mm-hmm. It's reducing the impact of stress on your brain and in your body. And that's going to mean less cortisol production, and less cortisol production from an immunologic product standpoint, if it's overproducing, means that I'm not going to be releasing inflammatory cytokines anymore. That are signaling for things like the tight junctions of the gut to open up or to trigger inflammatory response in tissue that's excessive, so that tissues start to get damaged. That's the beauty of aged garlic, is it's helping to modulate your body's response, not force it into a direction.
Mm-hmm. And you alluded to something which I think is important, because we recognize the importance now of the microbiome in adjusting and modulating our immune response, the bacteria in our intestinal tract. Do you think that part of the action of aged garlic extract is because of its microbiome influencing effects?
I think without a doubt there's some interesting microbiome preliminary information on aged garlic extract that would make you think that it's affecting the immune response, right? Because when your microbiome is right, you can make the gamma delta cells of the intestine fire more efficiently. So you make gamma delta cells in your intestine, and when when you're fighting a cold or flu off, and oh, by the way, when you take aged garlic extract, those gamma delta cells become more available so that you can attack when you need to attack, but have a state of readiness that is normal. You want a state of readiness. You just don't want to be over prepared or in a state of chronic immune activation where, you know, even in a rest state, your immune system is boiling over with these inflammatory compounds like interleukin 6, TGF-beta-1. There's a whole bunch of different ones that are out there that you can measure, that you just don't want those things boiling over and then triggering, you know, chronic tissue damage.
Is there such a thing as an immunosuppressive diet? Or are there things that in dietarily may boost our immune response?
Well, I mean, you hear of an anti-inflammatory diet. So it's not suppressing your immune system. Now, other than if you ate, so an anti-inflammatory diet would be eating, low allergen foods, plant-based diet, lean proteins. If you eat a high sugar diet, that is an immunosuppressant diet. It suppresses your immunity. So if you're eating a lot of sugar, eating a lot of refined carbs, spiking your blood sugar, you are damaging your immune response.
Mm-hmm. So we know clearly for example, that diabetics who run high blood sugar chronically are much more prone to infections, more prone to cancer. Sugar is not a happy substance when it comes to the immune system.
Exactly. Exactly. That's just it. Now, are there immune-friendly foods? I love fermented foods. I encourage people to eat sauerkraut. I like it when they're taking probiotics in any way they can get them in, preferably not with cow's milk yogurt, since so many people are sensitive to cow's milk yogurt and cow's milk dairy. But certainly plant foods are fantastic. Medicinal mushrooms like shiitake mushrooms, you can make a great miso soup. Throw some shiitake mushrooms in there. Get nutrients from it. All of those things can be, beneficial. Hydration is great. You know, eating garlic, onions, leeks, the high sulfur donating foods are really beneficial and helpful. So, that's kind of what you're trying to do is, get away from the sugar. Get away from the, here's the problem. How many broccoli shops did you pass on the way to the radio studio today?
Not a
whole
lot.
There wasn't a broccoli shop, was there? And there wasn't a cauliflower shop. How many bakeries?
There was an outdoor market. I did hit the outdoor market on the way home, and that's pretty nice here in New York. It's once a week, and we do get a little bit of that going on. But for the most part, nah.
Yeah, and then think about how many places you can stop and get a baked good or a sweet on the way home.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the issue. People, they get under stress and they're going to crave food, right? They trigger their hedonic cravings. They want comfort. I want to rub that Christmas cookie on my head. It's not good enough to eat it anymore.
Right.
I got to have, right?
Jump into a vat of it. Yeah, right.
Exactly. Exactly. And so the issues become widespread on dietary impact on immunity because we have record levels of people with food intolerance and food allergies. We now know that children who have an abnormal microbiome, meaning they either had a C-section or they did not get a solid foundation of microbiome implantation at birth, are highly more prone towards immunologic shifts the rest of their life. So there's this issue around diet that I think is so important that we don't address on immunity. And then there's the fact that, lifestyle does it, and now we don't have enough nutrients in our foods. And if your body doesn't have enough essential nutrients, your immune system can't function correctly. And I think it's pervasive, man. I mean, there's so many people, more allergies, more eczema, more asthma, more autoimmunity. That's all immune shifts. More chronic infections. Think of all the Lyme things people, you know, everybody's talking about Lyme now, right? And think about how prone and susceptible people are. Now, a lot of people would say, oh, we're just better at finding it. I would say,
No, it's definitely changing. It's changing, just like the autism epidemic. It's not just because we're suddenly recognizing more of it.
Right.
It's for real. This is for real.
Right. And so anything you can do that will support immunity on a day in and day out basis, you need to make your diet immune centric. You know, it's so important. And then take nutrients every day that have, I think, multiple benefits. I'm a big believer that aged garlic has so many benefits. It's as important for people to take iolic aged garlic as it is that they take a multivitamin or it is that they take magnesium. Yeah. I happen to think magnesium is the most important mineral that is lost in our society. But I think it's that important. When you stimulate the gamma delta cells, which was new studies on aged garlic in the gut, that gamma delta cell activation is very interesting because, you know, once you can get them ready to be stimulated, well, when you get a cold or flu bug, you are prepared. You can actually fight the bug off.
I hate to bring this up because you're a veteran of the garlic wars from way back. I think you've encountered this pushback against aged garlic extract is that one of the counterarguments, and there are many competing brands on the marketplace, is that aged garlic extract, fine, but it doesn't have this ultra-important compound, allicin. And allicin's a buzzword in the garlic world, and it's thought to be something beneficial that you should have in a garlic product. So what say ye about that?
Well, the problem is that studies show that allicin's really unstable. As soon as you cook your garlic or you cut your garlic or you mash your garlic, you start to lose allicin content. When you manufacture garlic and take it as a tablet or capsule, the allicin content is lost for the most part. Now, you could argue, just being fair, that freeze-dried garlic could maintain some allicin, but it's a volatile compound. Mm-hmm. And not only is it a volatile compound, there's some evidence that would say it acts as a pro-oxidant to the liver. So, you know, taking, you know, garlic as a part of your diet, great. Eating massive amounts of garlic all the time, raw, might be hard on your stomach lining. And I've had people that have said, I took a lot of garlic and I would mash it up and it started to irritate my stomach. That's because of the volatile compounds in the garlic, volatile oils that act as irritants to the mucosal barrier. So you can take too much. When you age it, it takes all those volatile compounds away.
Mm-hmm. And with the aging process, I mean, what actually happens? I mean, how long does a vat of aged garlic extract have to sit around to yield a batch of kyolic?
It takes about 20 months.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
20 months of aging, and they standardize it to something called S-allyl cysteine. Mm-hmm. So it's a sulfur compound so that they know with every batch that compound, that batch has enough of that marker compound in it to create a quality end product.
And
so it's a very sophisticated process.
I think that's unique among garlic products because they'll say this one's strong, this one's super strong, but I don't think they standardize to anything in particular, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
Okay. And this is a very old company. It's a big deal in Japan, isn't it? This aged garlic extract.
It's a Japanese it's a Japanese pharmaceutical company. It's been on the market for 60 years. I mean, it would be the equivalent of, you know, you hearing the term bear aspirin, you know. I mean, you know, kyolic aged garlic is a legitimate pharmaceutical science based natural product, which, you know, I love it when I find things like this that I can talk about and use because it's where the industry needs to go. As you know, in New York, man, we got a couple black eyes on the natural product industry
yep.
in the last year.
Yeah, it's there's some not reputable players. Yeah,
exactly. So that's what's interesting about the Wakanaga and Kyolic is the fact that they're so committed to the product quality. And that they continue to find these new and interesting ways that this compound, this unique extracted compound, has so many values for individuals. So I think it's, honestly, with Dr. Budoff's last group of studies and then Dr. Reed's studies on blood pressure, the immune studies, and then the last study that was interesting was, of course, that it raised adiponectin levels. And when you raise adiponectin levels, that means your insulin receptors are going to work better. Mm-hmm. And they did that in metabolic syndrome cases. Yep. So we all know MedS cases actually have a bad microbiome. And when the microbiome goes off, they create a lot of lipopolysaccharide or endotoxin. That triggers a lot of inflammation, which then downregulates adiponectin and makes the insulin receptors even more sluggish. So I think what we're going to find is that to your point earlier, there's going to be some interesting microbiome discovery on taking aged garlic extract.
Great. And just for our listeners, adiponectin, I mean, the part of the word is related to the word adipose, which is a fancy word for fat. And adiponectin is the new buzzword in obesity research because they're finding that adiponectin deficiency or adiponectin resistance is a big factor in people having difficulty losing weight. So if we can get around that with various natural strategies, so much the better, because they haven't found that magic bullet pharmaceutical that offers a quick fix.
That's exactly right. And so once again, in a metabolic syndrome population of humans, not MedS rats, in humans, they showed a 10% rise in adiponectin levels giving aged garlic extract to people who were pre-diabetic, pre-hypertensive, and, oh, by the way, obese, at which 38% of the U.S. population now obese, 40% women, 35% men. You know, 50% of the population over the age of 55 is hypertensive. A third of all U.S. adults are hypertensive and don't know it. We need to get these types of research and solutions out to people that are elegant and easy to help them.
So our take-home message for today, we've got some great information at your website, which is drlaval.com, correct?
It's just jimlaval.com.
Oh, jimlaval.
JimLaValle.com. They could also go to metaboliccode.com if they want. Metaboliccode.com kind of shows what we're doing out there in the industry.
And, of course, kyolic.com. And there's a wide variety of products there, some geared towards immunity with additives like mushrooms, some geared towards cardiovascular protection, and various ways to obtain the benefits of this extraordinary compound. So anything else to add?
No, I think it's just important for people to think about immunity, not just cold and flu, not just go get a flu shot, which, by the way, tends to be very ineffective. If you look at all of the data from the CDC, the flu shot matches have been abysmal over the last decade, mm-hmm. even if we did want to do them. And so realize that immunity comes through daily action. It's, taking care of yourself. Develop a lifestyle and a plan that actually helps you to keep that immune system in balance so you're not over-attacking and you're not under-responding.
Indeed. It's all about balance. Thank you very much
right.
for joining us. Jim Laval, by the way, he's a registered pharmacist and a certified clinical nutritionist, in case I didn't mention that earlier. Jim, you want to give information about your practice in California for our California listeners?
Sure. It's Progressive Medical California. It's in Foothill Ranch. Phone 949-464-4451. They can also search Progressive Medical California.
And that's in SoCal or NoCal?
Southern Cal.
Okay, yeah, that's
Southern Cal.
That's a little ways out of L.A., but
about 45 minutes.
Yeah, great. Thank you so much for joining us once again, and all the best to you this holiday season.
Same to you. Thanks for having me.
I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.